The Victoria Royals recorded a statement win Friday night against a team looking for a statement season. The Royals scored 2 unanswered goals in the third period to defeat the host and Western Hockey League top-ranked Prince George Cougars 5-3 at CN Centre. There is no underestimating the Royals' accomplishment on the night. That's because these are heady times for the Cougars, with pundits predicting a possible WHL championship, which would be only the second in franchise history after 1980-81, when a team was located in Victoria. While it would be near impossible match the latter Cougar team's record at the Old Memorial Arena on Blanchard with the likes of Barry Peterson and Grant Fuhr, its 60 wins are still the WHL and Canadian Hockey League all-time records. This Cougars squad, located 876 kilometers north of the capital, is pretty darn good and ranked number 2 in the CHL top 10 poll behind the Baie-Comeau Draker of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. The Royals began the second period with 3 goals in the first minute and 13 seconds by Tanner Scott, Dawson Pasternak and Ben Riche. It was the Flash Quick Scott's 4th goal and 8th point in his past 4 games to lead the team in scoring with 34 points. But a pair of goals by Zach Funk, his league-leading 31st and 32nd of the season, and one by Minnesota Wild second-round draft pick Riley Hite brought the Cougars level going into the second break. Import forward Kasper Evensen Haugen, who will represent his native Norway in the 2024 Tier 2 World Junior Championship, put Victoria back into the lead at 1:29 of the third period. Defenseman Ryan Spizaka provided the insurance goal. Braden Holt made 35 saves in goal for Victoria, while Joshua Ravensbergen and Ty Young combined for only 16 saves for Prince George. The Royals and Cougars went into the game after each having won 3 consecutive road games. Victoria pushed that to 4 consecutive road wins. For the first time since 2019-20, the Royals, the 2nd of November 18, are in play in the top half of the Western Conference standings and are 4 points behind the leading Cougars, 21-8, making this a potential swing weekend for both clubs, as they meet again Saturday night in Prince George, with the Cougars holding 2 games in hand. The Royals have already surpassed last season's total of 17 victories. This is clearly a changed Royals club, from not only last season, but from the one that opened the home portion of this season with 11-2 and 5-3 losses to the Cougars at Save on Foods Memorial Center to fall to 0-4 overall. The Cougars were undefeated against the Royals at 8-0-1 last season and are the 6th of September 24 against Victoria over the past 5 years. But Friday's result might have been the first indication of a reversal of fortune. The Cougars were without third-round Los Angeles Kings draft pick Cone Zimmer, out long-term with an ankle injury, and import forward William Kamek.